They stood in the high mountain snows, watching the midsummer sun sink in its own red seas of air and cloud. A cold wind blew her hair across her face, auburn over white, and he raised a hand without thinking to sweep it away again. She turned to him, her head nestling into his cupped hand and a smile on her face.
"So much for Midsummer's Day," she said.
The day had been fair, still well below freezing, but mild enough for them to take their gloves off and push their hoods back. The nape of her neck was warm against his palm, and the lustrous, heavy hair brushed over the back of his hand as she looked up at him, skin white as snow, white as bone.
"That look again," she said softly.
"What look?" he said defensively, knowing.
"The faraway one," she said,
taking his hand and bringing it to her mouth, kissing it, stroking it as though it was a small, defenceless animal.
"Well, that's just what you call it."
She looked away from him, toward the livid red ball of the sun, lowering behind the distant range.
"That's what I see," she told him. "I know your looks by now. I know them all and what they mean."
He felt a twinge of anger at being thought so obvious, but knew that she was right, at least partly. What she did not know about him was only what he did not know about himself. But that, he told himself, was quite a lot still. Perhaps she even knew him better than he did himself. "I'm not responsible for my looks," he said after a moment, to make a joke of it. "They surprise me too, sometimes."
"And what you do?" she said,
the sunset's glow rubbing false colour into her pale, thin face. "Will you surprise yourself?"